Tournament etiquette. Do's and don'ts for competing in the casino lobby. Casino tourneys are among the most exciting experiences in brick-and-mortar gambling lobbies or on iGaming sites, depending on how you like to play. However, it is crucial to adhere to specific rules that everybody should respect for the sake of a balanced gameplay environment. So, whether you are a professional or a beginner, following these rules is vital as it keeps the competition healthy and prevents any potential hiccups. What to do as an entrant in casino tournament? Etiquette. As a participant in a casino tournament, you always aim for success, not just aimlessly play casino games. That's because such events come with massive cash payouts. It would be nice to get such a casino bonus as a reward for your participation, right? So, what can you do to ensure you have the smoothest gameplay as you compete against fellow gamblers online at ICE Casino or offline at the World Series of Poker? Here are a few pointers that pros swear by, especially in land-based action. Understand the rules. When you get into the tournament, ensure that you understand all the rules and the kind of game you are going to play. For land-based events, make sure to read any handouts given or attend the pre-tournament meeting. This will also prevent you from developing incorrect assumptions about the game that may affect how you play. Arrive early. In a tournament context, you must be punctual because of the many activities that happen in a day. This is because when you get there early, you have enough time to organize yourself and maybe register if you have not done so and get a feel of the setting. This also proves etiquette to the organizers and other players who will also be participating in the competition. Be polite and courteous. Good manners go a long way. Introduce yourself to all your competitors and the dealers with a smile. Politeness is always lovely, creating a proper overall environment and tune that will kick off the experience in a good spirit. Remember, everyone is there that night to have fun and to be entertained. Focus on the game. Concentration should be paid to the game, not to anyone else. This means no loud ringing or conversations, especially no gossiping on phone calls or back-and-forth texts. Staying focused not only assists you in performing well but also respects your competitors. Manage your emotions. Failure or success at the conclusion of the event often leads to some strong emotions. However, you must also not lose your temper in case of a negative outcome. At the same time, do not gloat over your competition if you manage to beat them. Ultimately, letting your emotions control you will escalate the experience to a different level and affect the other players. Don'ts for casino tournament etiquette. On the other side of the coin, here's what you should avoid doing when participating in a casino tournament. Don't be disruptive. For all the players in a casino tournament, discipline and focus are vital throughout the tournament. Any disturbances, whether it's talking loudly, excessively moving around, or making unwanted comments, a player may end up affecting the performance of others. Don't criticize other players. Giving individual comments during the game or making limiting, demeaning remarks about the performance of the other players in the event is impolite. Let everyone play their game how they know best, and do not intervene. Don't engage in collusion. Players are strictly forbidden to conspire and partner with other players to manipulate the game's outcome. Partaking in such actions will result in fines or even outright bans besides just tarnishing your player profile. Don't abuse the dealers. Dealers are only there to act as middlemen and ensure every player plays the game correctly. Approach them politely, and do not accuse them of foul play in case you get a negative result. Conflicts of interest should be resolved peacefully, with no harsh words exchanged. Don't forget to tip the dealers and casino staff. Gratuities are expected in casinos and are usually a symbol of gratitude to thank the dealers and other staff for their services. A little token can go a long way in fostering good relationships in the entire gambling environment as a whole. Keep enjoying yourself to the fullest in casino tournaments. There you have it. Go to every tournament with enthusiasm and be prepared to have the best and worst of it, as it is the nature of the gambling experience. Just to be clear, the main point is not to win but to have fun and share the spirit of the contest. Furthermore, you must have the right attitude and manners while engaging in casino tournaments to enjoy the activity. Moreover, you should develop a culture of continuous improvement so that you get better at tournament etiquette. If you are a beginner, for instance, make a point of following the best practices that other, more experienced abide by at the table. This way, you'll be fostering a positive gaming atmosphere that keeps the thrill of gambling alive. Additionally, as you become more accustomed to the events, you'll be enjoying them even more as you make new friends and create great memories to cherish for a lifetime.